So here we go then. It's Howard Pressman with a special programme on the day the Tour de France came to South Yorkshire. And what a day it was. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out to welcome the world's greatest cyclists. More than 2 million across Yorkshire over the Grand Départ weekend. Some streets were so packed with spectators that the police had to stop people joining the crowds. We were there for every turn of the wheel, and over the next hour, we'll look back on one of the biggest days in our sporting history. Here's how it all started.
The day is finally here. Sunday, the 6th of July. We've been waiting for this for months. 250,000 people are expected to line the route in South Yorkshire. That's 26 miles from Langsett through Midhope Zones, Bradfield, and then into Sheffield, the industrial heartland, and then outside Sheffield Arena for the finish. I've already seen people making their way along the route this morning to get their space to cheer on the riders this afternoon. The Tour de France is coming and we're ready for it.
Camping it up at the Peddlers Inn at Langsett, it's Mick Lunny.
Bonjour, bonjour.
Well, there you go. And that was just a fella selling kebabs from the Van Enormi Parks up in Barnsley Town Centre. Everything is becoming Frenchified and has got a Tour de France theme as around 200 mad bikers come whizzing down here this afternoon. They'll see the Spotty Cafe and the King of the Hill jersey, of course, the King of the Mountain jersey. Now, it's going to be quite a few hours before they're with us, but Barnsley gets it first. The cyclists seeing about 8 miles or so of their route right through to Sheffield in Barnsley territory. And boy, they'll be very welcome.
In High Bradfield at the Old Horn Inn is Dan Green.
Well, despite the fact that the cyclists aren't due here until 3:30 this afternoon, the camping chairs are out, the vantage points are being staked, bacon sandwiches are being devoured behind me. In fact, the first people wanting their spots were here before 6 o'clock this morning. Say hello, guys.
Hello!
Are we all excited?
Yay!
Welcoming the race to Ooty Bridge is Jenny Ells.
Well, I've been camping at the War Memorial Sports Ground here where partying went on late into the night, and there's a few sore heads this morning, but it's today when celebrations will go into overdrive. There's yellow bunting hanging from every rooftop. There's spotty houses, bikes hanging from windows and scaffolding everywhere. Purpose-built grandstands in every driveway, all waiting to see the peloton storm through here and hit the monster that is Cut the Jawbone.
And enjoying the party in Grenaside, it's Kate Linderholm.
Josie and Jimmy are hosting a party here in their garden. They've had 30 people camped out overnight and the tents are just getting put away. People are starting to have breakfast and get themselves ready. And then even more people are arriving here in the garden later on. About 50 to 70 people. So they're expected to have about 100 people all together here to watch the peloton as they sweep down Skew Hill.
It's a family affair in Burn Grieve. Paulette Edwards is reporting for us from her mum's house.
Well, I'm standing in my mum's front room waiting for a full English to be prepared, and all is nice and calm on Burn Grieve Road. They said they were going to shut the roads at 9 o'clock, so I got here at about 7:30, no makeup on, looking a little bit bedraggled. But I'm going to fix myself up for this extravaganza that's going to be happening later on today. There's no one on Burn Grieve Road. Now, I'm finding that a little bit worrying. Are we going to build the crowds like they did in West Yorkshire for our spectatorship on Burn Grieve Road? Fingers crossed!
Then it's the big one, with less than 5 kilometres from the finishing line. The riders come face to face with Jenkin Road. Reporting for us there is BBC Radio Sheffield's broadcasting legend, Rony Robinson.
All quiet here, no rain, no great wind, sunshine halfway up the hill. There were some women listeners, Radio Sheffield listeners, who were out at 5 to 7 as I arrived this morning. There's a bloke, I think a Frenchman, bonjour, putting up some anti-gas stuff, and two cyclists are whizzed by going down. But it's very uphill here, loads of crowds gathering from all over the place. Met a South African just now, met a newly married couple. I'll be asking them about their why they're spending their honeymoon on a hill like this. That's my day. I'm looking forward to it.
On Winkerbank, you'll find Andy Kershaw.
There's something majestic about this place. Côte de Jenkin on Sheffield's only Roman Ridge. Well, at the moment it's bathing yellow flags and bunting and banners, and apart from being the steepest climb on this stage of the tour, the views over the east end of Sheffield are absolutely spectacular. From here you'll get a bird's eye view of the peloton, because a 33% climb will separate the men from the boys on the ascent up here. I should know it, I've just cycled up here. Before they fly down Newman Road past Brendan Ingalls' gym, there's a spectator hub and a festival with a big screen, refreshments, a fairground with public toilets, all here on Winkerbank Common. The caravan is here at around 2:30, and the race itself will arrive at just after 4:00.
Yay! And at the spectator hub, along with 10,000 fans, we find Kat Cowan.
You'll be able to watch every twist and turn of the race on the huge screen here at Don Valley Bowl. And you'll be able to do it whilst reclining on one of these very natty blue and white striped deck chairs. And don't worry, if the heavens do open, there are very large beer tents and other tents where you can shelter from the rain. Lots of activities to do here as well. You can cycle. There's the ice rink, of course. Lots of food and drink stalls. Lots of very important portaloos. They're expecting 10,000 spectators here at the Don Valley Bowl, the largest spectator hub in South Yorkshire.
And finally, on the finishing line for BBC Radio Sheffield, it's our own Paul Walker.
Well, where I am right now, it's a hive of activity, and in several hours' time, there'll be a huge roar as the first rider to cross the finishing line will be cheered to the rafters. Right now, I can see a steward briefing taking place just under the finishing line. Directly in front of me, there are hospitality boxes, there are food stalls, and there's a giant TV screen that is attached to a big lorry that says France TV Sport on it. Everything is barricaded off. There are spectators already arriving. There's one chap stood in a bus stop who travelled up from the Cotswolds this morning. 3:00 he left, and he's standing in the bus stop because he thinks later on it's going to rain. So I think that's a very wise move. And just behind me, you've got the Wentworth pub, where already people are getting in their pints and their coffees, ready for what is going to be a very long day ahead.
Well, the rain held off and we had a glorious race day, didn't we? And for thousands of people, the day started at the crack of dawn, up bright and early to get a prime spot for the race, as Andy Kershaw found out in Winkerbank.
Well, this hardy lot here at the top of Jenkin Road were out before the crowd barriers were finished. Where are you all from, and where have you come from?
I live in London.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what are you most looking forward to today?
Hopefully to see a bit of a break on the hill and see someone trying to grab a finish just 5 kilometres before.
Yeah. Yeah. Where have you come from?
Well, Australia originally, but I live in London. Yeah. So I didn't. And just looking forward to a great finish here.
How come you're here so early?
Because we want to get a good spot. We've followed the tour a couple of times, and usually you're at the back and going for a bit of a hustle. So now we've secured our spot on the barriers next to the Côte de Jenkins sign.
We've just heard that Mark Cavendish has pulled out of the tour because of that injury yesterday. Marcel Kittel was the winner of the yellow jersey. Do you think he's in a strong position to win stage two today?
I'm not sure that it's going to favour the sprinters. I think someone's going to come off the front up this road and maybe steal it from the sprinters.
And guys, what's made you choose this position?
Well, I wanted to compare this with Paris 2 years ago, because I was in Paris when Wigo won 2 years ago on the Champs-Élysées. And I just wanted to compare the two spots, and this is one of the hills. Really sad to hear about Cavendish, but he admitted it was his own fault, which is a great pity. And it's also a great pity, I think, that Wigo isn't riding this year.
And where have you come from?
Handsworth.
Yeah. Yes, Are you big cycling fans?
I'm not actually a touring fan, because I don't cycle myself, no. Yeah. So, but we've come with Les, and he's come up and staying with us, so we're having a weekend of television watching.
And apart from the cycling, there's a huge sense of event here, isn't there?
Oh, it's a fantastic atmosphere. All the bunting in people's front gardens, and everyone's so friendly, walking up the streets, and everyone's talking about the tour, and just really friendly, really great atmosphere.
And public toilets, that's a bonus, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's my
necessity.
Big fella. Yeah.
And what a great sort of sense of atmosphere as these French workmen put these big Carrefour posters up. You can hear them moaning and cursing in French, can't you?
Well, thank goodness Andy didn't try his French language skills then. As you heard, spirits were always high, no matter where you were in South Yorkshire, as Mick Lunny found out in Langset.
Come on, everybody, give me a cheer! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is not good enough because we're on Radio Sheffield. Come on!
That was nice and loud, wasn't it? That's thank you, everyone. That's Tony Poole, his name, by the way, if you want to send a Christmas card to him. He's a tour maker. Lovely blue shirt, Tony. You've never done anything like this before?
Never done anything like this before. Been in love with the Tour de France all my life. Watched it on telly like the rest of us and got whipped up into a frenzy every year, especially since Brad Wiggins and Chris Froome last year. And, of course, Mark Cavendish, who we've sadly lost. So when the opportunity arrived for me to volunteer, I was in like a shot. I didn't think I'd get there because of my age, because I'm at the wrong side of the equator at the moment.
Well, you're 51 now.
Nearly. But successful I was after going through all sorts of interviews, medicals.
Drug testing.
Online, yeah. Alcohol and substance abuse testing. But was cleared of all that and was lucky enough to secure a place as a tour maker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Poole.
Whoa! Let's have it for me.
One man who was loving the build-up to the race knows all about big events. Paul Walker bumped into cricket legend Dickie Bird by the finishing line.
They've done tremendous. It's to get it into Yorkshire, it's just out of this world. I mean, well, Yorkshire people will be very, very proud, and Yorkshire people are marvellous people. And it's the best county in the world. For its beauty, for its friendship, for its hospitality and everything. So it will be a tremendous success, I'm sure.
And you're in the posh seats today, are you? Right next to the finish line. You'll have a great view.
Near the finishing line somewhere anyway. I'll have a great view, but it's a proud day for Yorkshire, yeah. Proud weekend for Yorkshire this. And all was made it possible. I've done a wonderful job.
Is it a race that you've followed in the past, or is it something
not
that perhaps
really.
You've taken an interest now because it's coming here?
Because it's in Yorkshire and it's just marvellous. Yeah. Gary Verity and his team have done a wonderful job to bring it to Yorkshire.
Dickie Bird there, of course, loving every minute of the Tour de France as the riders headed for the finishing line in Sheffield. Well, hundreds of people all around South Yorkshire decided to throw a party to celebrate the Grand Départ. And Kate Linderholm managed to get herself an invite to one in Grenison.
So we're standing in the garden with Josie, and you've invited all these people to your party. How many people do you reckon are here now? There's probably 70.
Yeah, I think 70. I've not counted. I'll have to do a count after we spoke. It's quite exciting.
There's lots of different picnics laid out. There's been face painting going on.
Yeah.
I've seen a Snow White. I've seen a spider painted on a face.
I think they got first painted quite early this morning, so it's a bit smudged now. I think they're all a bit sweaty from running round and getting excited.
And basically, there's huge crowds now out on the road, aren't there, as well?
Yeah, everyone in Grenside's really excited. It's really nice to see everybody in the village come out, and everyone's lining the road, so I think everyone's excited to see them shooting down the hill after their horrendous jawbone climb that I think is going to kill everyone's legs.
Absolutely. Yeah. When did you decide you were going to have a party for the Tour de France, for the Tour de Yorkshire?
Well, actually, we decided last year when it got announced that it was coming to Yorkshire, because I actually got really confused and started posting on Facebook, we're going to have a party in July. And then my husband, Jim, he was like, no, it's next year. And I was like, oh, right, OK. So we had a year to plan it. And I did have very grand plans to do loads of catering and of Yorkshire puddings with brie in the middle of them and all sorts of Friendshire things. But in the end, I was like, do you know what? Just bring your own food and drink and everyone look after themselves. So,
well, it's worked out. Everyone's been a great meal.
It has.
Enjoying
themselves. And the weather's so nice.
It's been absolutely perfect.
I think Jim's mum, Linda's just come up and she said there's more people in our garden than there is in Grenside Park. So it's definitely a popular place to be.
Certainly is. We're looking forward to the caravan and then the tour coming through. It's not too long now.
So that's Kate Linderholm there partying along in Grenside. There was so much happening all over South Yorkshire as we waited for the Tour de France riders to arrive, including a challenge for our two reporters, Kat Cowan and Mark Ansell, who are at Don Valley Bowl.
OK, Kat, here's the challenge. What is this challenge?
I don't know what the challenge is. What is the challenge? We're
at 200-metre sprint. It's a 200-metre sprint, okay. Flat out, as fast as you can.
OK, so who smart money on me obviously.
Me obviously. I cycle to work every day.
Yeah.
These are two. What do you call these?
The watt bikes. They have them at my gym actually.
Oh.
I use them periodically.
Oh, very good. These are bikes that don't move. I don't really use these things.
Oh right, yeah.
But I turn my nose up to these things. But come on then, let's do this challenge.
So what do we do?
Okay, wait for the countdown.
Okay.
5 seconds in.
Yeah.
And just pedal as hard as you can for 200 metres.
Okay.
It'll only hurt for a short while.
Three, two, one. Oh, I'm going to beat you, Kat. Come on! Come on! I'm going to beat you, Kat. This is easy! Easy! This is easy, Kat. Come on!
No, it's hard!
Faster!
It's hard!
Why are you so slow?
But what about my legs are burning?
Come on!
Totally paid.
How long?
Fantastic.
Obviously, I won.
Obviously not.
How bad was I?
You lost by about 3 seconds, but it wasn't bad.
3 seconds?
Yep. You did a 14.04 versus 11.76.
You get to wear a loser sticker.
Oh, thanks.
Kat, I take great pride in saying you're a loser.
Thanks, Mark. You're such a gent.
And I am a what? What does that sticker say?
I don't know. I can't read it. I haven't got my glasses on.
What does it say? It says, I'm a winner.
You're a winner.
I'm a winner. Yay. Yes, I'm a winner.
Our Tour de France reporter Mark Ansell there, and just in case you didn't spot it, he's a winner. So, hundreds of thousands of people out all morning long, just waiting and waiting. And then, just before 2 o'clock, the carnival of caravans that precedes the riders came into view in Langset.
Yeah, just opposite the cafe with kids on a bus shelter roof there, enjoying the caravan that's coming through here, Rob, at the moment, various vehicles coming through, and it's a bit like, what do you want to advertise? Dress up your vehicle and then drive at about 50 miles an hour through Langset while you're throwing stuff at the crowd. There have been a few baseball caps, a few tea bags, a company advertising a certain tea from Yorkshire. They've been advertising wine, and they've been advertising a certain brand of oven chips. So there really is a good mixture here. It's a real Barnsley diet, this, isn't it, that's being advertised and pushed at the crowd as this caravan whizzes down through Langset and on towards Uterbridge. I think they're not hanging about perhaps as much as they might have because they are a little bit behind time. Let's have a word with one or two people if we can, live on Radio Sheffield, sir. Can I just ask you, what do you think of what you've seen so far?
I think it was great, like absolutely amazing. Yeah, they were throwing stuff out at us and we could capture them.
And what did you catch?
I caught a P&O Ferries keyring.
Well, how about that? No free tickets attached to it, though.
No free tickets attached, I'm afraid.
All right, best luck next time with that. So there we are. He's off to work, actually, inside one of the pubs here at the moment. Various vehicles passing by. Some of them just look like transit vans with speakers on. And you're thinking, why are they in the procession? This isn't exactly a carnival, not a Lord Mayor's parade. Some vehicles, they've really gone to town on them. And they look terrific with big plastic animals, stuffed animals, that sort of thing. Others, you think, it looks like a bloke who's come to dig up the road has got caught up in all the vehicles here. Let's see if we can have a word with one or two other people who are in the crowd here. Could I just ask you, sir, what you think of the procession so far?
I think it's marvellous. It's proper Barnsley, isn't it?
Are you a bit hyped up? Because some of it has been a bit, so what, hasn't it?
Well, it has, but I think it's brilliant, absolutely cracking. Huh? I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, itching for the riders, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know none of them, but I think our man's fallen off, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, one of them, but he's riding for a Belgian team now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But Team Sky, apparently, obviously, you want them to be at the front.
There will be a front, won't there?
Well, there we are, that's
there
it.
We are.
That's a done deal. We'll take that as read, Rob. So the procession whizzing through again, as you can see, they really are shifting, if you can hear some of these vehicles whizzing by, maybe 50, approaching 60 miles an hour. There's a speed camera up the road, by the way. They've turned that off while this caravan goes through. Otherwise, it would be flashlights, flashlights, flashlights. It'd look like the paparazzi had hit town and there was some major celebrity about. As it is, the turnout here is pretty well packed on the streets as I look up the hill towards where the riders are going to be coming through in quite a little while yet, so the real excitement is yet to begin, and the serious cycling stuff. But for now, fits and starts, the caravan continues, and the first vehicle's now heading down towards Uterbridge.
And when that caravan got to Uterbridge, who should be waiting but our two reporters, Jenny Ells and Alice Olushoga. And it got them very excited.
So the carnival has arrived after hours of party.
meeting in Uterbridge. We've now got a look. The cyclist, the king of the mountain, on top of a massive float, just making his way up Jawbone Hill now. And some more floats just coming round the corner. One that has a very large white cow on, and a gentleman sat in a seat with a paragliding, like sort of a parachute above him. Now, what the one thing I love is when the first vans started coming through, Rob, was they were chanting things like, "Come on, Sheffield, chant louder than Leeds," and "Yorkshire, Yorkshire, Yorkshire," some of my favourite chants. And you can hear, we're almost getting pelted by sweets here.
And they say it is a bit ridiculous. I mean, you've heard all the other reporters describe this caravan, and it's just really odd because it's just all these big commercial vehicles. But I think what's happening is that people have been stood here. It's quite warm. It's been beautiful weather. We're not complaining about that. People have been here all day. And finally, just to see anything, literally, you could send a milk float down here and people would be screaming, because we've been stood here all day waiting for the tour to come. We can see on the big screen behind us, so there was just an advert break at the moment, but we can see the cyclists will be heading into South Yorkshire soon, but the caravan is here, and finally it feels like something's starting to happen in Uterbridge, and the crowds have got something to cheer for.
That's our reporters Alice Olusugar and Jenny Ells getting, well, very excited in Uterbridge. And not just Alice and Jenny getting excited, our man watching the race from up in the sky and keeping us all informed of the travel news was David James.
Well, I tell you what, this has been a gig of a lifetime. This is the Tour de France hitting Yorkshire, and it's been magnificent. It's been incredible. Over the last couple of days, I've seen thousands of people lining the route, supporting 198 cyclists doing their thing over a 124-mile stretch today, 118 miles on Saturday. The cyclists left York round about 2 hours ago. They'll be arriving in South Yorkshire round about half three, after some very, very tiring uphill and downhill cycling, which I should imagine will put their calves to the test like you would not believe.
And David wasn't far wrong with his timings. At 3:30, the first of the Tour de France cyclists sped into South Yorkshire, watched by Mick Lunny.
Here in Langset, live on BBC Radio Sheffield, the crowd at the top of the hill reacting. Still more motorbikes. And yes, down they threw, and they're whizzing down. They're swooped low over their handlebars, getting as low as they can. The first bunch have whizzed through. People are loving it here. It is whizzing by in no time. The main bunch coming now. Flashes of colour. Impossible to see the numbers on them. They're going so fast, probably 50, 60 miles an hour as they whiz down. Camera car behind them. More motorbikes, more police cars. Spare bikes now whizzing through. And there you are. They said, well, if you blink, you will miss it. And there they were. More bikes, spare bikes coming. No thrills and spills on this section, thankfully. It's been a clean, crisp run, and people have loved it. They're wondering, they're looking, is there any more? Is there any more? But what's happened now is the riders have gone, and it's the huge entourage behind it with probably about 100, 150 spare bikes in total. An extraordinary number of backup vehicles are now following the riders as they swoop down through Langset here. And you can see, just have a listen to the speed of the vehicles. This is the speed of the bikes as well. And there they go. Let's have a word with this gentleman here, sir. Excuse me, sir. We're on BBC Radio Sheffield. What did you think of it?
That was absolutely amazing, that. I've never seen anything like that. Spectacular.
The speed of the bike is...
Oh, yeah. We've been here from 8 o'clock this morning, and it's 5 minutes, it's all gone. Yeah, brilliant. Really, really brilliant. Absolutely amazing.
Worth the hours and hours of wait?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was absolutely amazing, that.
They say this is meant to inspire us.
Oh, yes, I know. For it'll inspire Yorkshire people to come back to Yorkshire as well. Brilliant.
Yeah. It's showcased Barnsley really well, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes. I mean, it's so well organised and everything's gone smoothly. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it really has.
Will you be watching the TDF next year?
If it comes to Yorkshire, I shall be here. If it's in France, no.
Well, there we are. Some more applause coming down here as another bunch of riders actually coming down. Thought we'd seen them all, but there are just one or two lingerers at the back. That's their backup crew of some sort. But there we are, that's it. A few minutes of Tour de France has whipped through Langset. The sun is still out, the kids are at the barriers smiling, they've been waving and clapping. The beer garden here is absolutely stuffed with people. I'm talking about the kids over the road, not you, sir, don't worry. And the man with his burgers in the back garden is going to get busy frying up again now we've seen the riders whip through. So Uterbridge, here they come. Look out.
Well, next stop was, of course, Bradfield. And then minutes later came Uterbridge with its big spectator zone at Coronation Park. And if you thought Jenny and Alice were excited when the caravans came through, how do you think they reacted to the sight of the cyclists? Yep, it went off the scale.
Hey, here we go. They think they're coming round. We can see the red car as it passes us. The yellow car, second close behind with the cycles, with the bicycle wheels spinning on its top. And as we lean over...
Do they know what's coming, though, Jenny Els? Do they know? I mean, we know we've had teams out in South Yorkshire practising, but are they ready for Jawbone Hill?
Oh.
We walked up there yesterday. We know what they've got there, but actually on 2 feet, if you slow down, you don't roll backwards. On a bike, it might be a bit tougher. These men are going to need steel thighs in this part of the city. Of
yeah, it's what I said this morning, was a right old calf burner, wasn't it? And, you know, the amount... We've spoken to some wonderful people here on the route. The youngest Tour de France fan that we met was just eight weeks old. They were our camping buddies. Here come the Outriders. You can hear them. Listen to the roar of those motorcycle engines coming past us. Then it goes quiet for a little bit, and then another round the corner. It's wonderful because where we're positioned, we can't see quite up the hill. They're going to come down, drop by one of the local pubs called the Cock Inn, and we're literally only going to see them for like a second as they speed round. There must have been about...
And then they hit the wall of Jawbone Hill.
And there must have been about 20, 30 riders now just coming past us, every single one of them getting a huge cheer from the crowds here.
We've been here about 9 hours. A lot of these people have been too. There's great humour. People are in a great mood. And oh, I can't believe, like Mick said, it's like Christmas. You've waited so long. Finally, the Tour de France.
And they're here! They're the first cyclists ever! Team Sky have just gone past us. Listen to this. Listen to the wind. They're going so fast. You can barely see their legs moving. And they've gone up to Jawbone Hill. That is almost a mile at a 10% gradient. Jawbone Hill. There you go, guys. The Tour coming through Uterbridge. Come and have a go if you think you had it.
Did you see that? That was absolutely amazing. The speed of them riders going over them road humps there. Oh, my
God. I could barely take
it. And we thought Jawbone was going to be a problem for them. They were here and then they were gone.
And we're reaching over the barriers, the steel barriers at the moment, almost dipping our way onto the tarmac. And they've gone completely, completely gone. We've got some of the fans surrounding us. Guys, I think me and Alice here are about to pass out. How was that for you? What's your name, sir?
My name is Oliver, and that was...
Oh, no, they're not having it. We've still got several coming through. This is just the first part of the pack. So, Oliver, just talk us through what you've been watching and witnessing so far. Are you as excited as I am?
Yeah, it was gleaming with excitement, really exciting. Pretty disappointed about not getting any of the free stuff, but...
What did you make? How quick were those riders?
They were pretty quick, just all the most...
We've got even more coming through. And as you can hear, that huge cheer just ricocheting its way up Jawbone Hill, which is quite a climb. And you've got to say, you know, in respect to the graffiti, as those cyclists make their way up one of the toughest climbs in South Yorkshire before the dreaded Jenkin Road. But you know what the message is? Shut up legs, it's only pain.
Well, I promise you, Jenny Els was not on any kind of drugs. She had not been drinking. She was not suffering from sunstroke. She was just very, very excited. So off the riders went up Jawbone Hill out of Uterbridge with just around 10 miles left of the Grand Départ. The end in sight for the Tour de Yorkshire, but with the riders still to tackle Jenkin Hill, the steepest hill anywhere on this year's Tour de France. Before all that, they headed in the direction of Burngreave and our own Paulette Edwards.
They are coming in this general direction. Everybody's got a big smile on their face now. We've got the cameras out and people are starting to snap them as they come towards them. We've got the loungers out as well. Prime positions taken here. Cameras out, ready for action and looking for those cyclists now. And I can see that people are kind of bending up to look around the corner to see them heading in this direction. They are moving very swiftly in our direction and they're coming to us. They're coming to us on Burngreave Road. Not got a glimpse of them yet. yet, but the anticipation is certainly in the air, and people have been waiting for this moment, and now they're starting to wake up a little bit. The energy's coming this way, the crowds are starting to roar as they make their way down Burngreave Road towards Gower Street, and we know that they're going to go up to Jenkins Road at some point, but this for us is the biggest thrill that we've seen in this part of the world for ages and ages. The cyclists are going past me, there's turquoises, there's Hawaiian magenta, there's green, there's blue, there's all sorts of, the heads are down, the wheels are going fast, and they are going for it, heading down to Gower Street where the crowds are waiting for those cyclists, just a glimpse of them. They're probably there now. As soon as I stop talking, they'll have all absolutely turned that corner, heading down up to the direction of Jenkins Road. Extravagant and wonderful colour, bikes and everything moving so swiftly here on Burngreave Road. We have not disappointed in our welcome for the Tour de France.
That's Paulette in Burngreave, and so to the dreaded Jenkin Hill, the steepest part of any section on the entire Tour de France. Our reporter Andy Kershaw was there.
Well, this is the culmination of months and years of planning. At least 10,000 people lining either side of Jenkin Road at Winkerbank here in the sunshine, six and seven deep behind barriers in a sea of yellow banners, bunting and flags. I'm 200 yards from the top and the peloton is on Jenkin Road. It's an amazing reception here for the Milleur Grand Pur, the best climber in this, the steepest stage of the Tour, for a 33% climb. And there are absolutely thousands. And here comes the peloton. I'm in the company of Don McDermott. Who have we got, Don?
Contador's there! Guy Thomas!
And the peloton has just swept past. Amazing, amazing scene here. The riders bent double as they tackle Jenkin Road. Amazing scenes, people with cowbells. Here comes the peloton with the camera crew. Just absolutely amazing. People have waited 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 hours for this event. Really is amazing. The Milleur Grand Pur, the best climber, has reached the top of Jenkin Road, and the peloton is still following. An amazing sight in Sheffield. 10,000 people. The festival's been going on 2 days here. But people have been sat in deck chairs, on scaffolding, in their gardens, on top of vans, even plonked and piled in trees and bushes. Absolutely amazing. Dominic McDermott is from Hindhouse School. What do you make of it?
Absolutely amazing. My heart is pounding. Contador towards the front. It's a few Sky guys. Fusel making it up. Fantastic. Run!
People still shouting and cheering the riders. You could see them visibly puffing, can't you?
Oh, it's a hard climb. Short by Pyrenees and the Alps standard, but oh, they found it hard.
And the main peloton has gone, and we've got the... He's having a look round.
Oh, he's cheering the crowd.
As they go up to the top and then down Newman Road to the finish, it's the steepest ascent on the Tour de France. And what a great reception. Who said Sheffield can't give these guys a great reception?
Andy Kershaw at Jenkin Hill, and there were receptions like that all over South Yorkshire. Now the finishing line was in sight, where Paul Walker was waiting to witness a little bit of sporting history.
Yes, we can see them coming into view now. I've just seen the archway that I referred to a moment ago on the big screen. So they're coming into view, and you can hear now that the crowd are beginning to see them coming through. It will get louder, I promise you. We've got the motorbikes coming through, flying through, whizzing through now. And you can see the peloton, you can see the cyclists emerge away to the left-hand side, right at the very start of Attercliffe Common. They're about level with Pizza Hut, I would say now, if you can picture the scene. I'm on the top of Forge Masters. I told you it'd get louder. and this is going to be a thrilling finale to this race. People arriving here in the early hours of the morning, some of them just to witness this very moment, the eyes of the world now on Attercliffe here in Sheffield. And we have one breakaway rider. Let's join Rob Hatch and Rob Hales, who will bring them home.
Jersey wearer last year. He could be the yellow jersey wearer today. Vincenzo Nibali with Chris Froome chasing behind. Rui Costa as well. There are small gaps behind, but this surely is going to be Nibali's day. How on earth was he allowed to get away? I'm not sure he'll be bothered, Hal. But if he puts that final dig in, has chance to raise his arms and do this. Vincenzo Nibali points to the sky, points to the Italian flag on the centre of his jersey, and he, Vincenzo Nibali, wins stage two of the Tour de France, and he will wear the yellow jersey.
Absolutely incredible. They almost caught him on the line. He could only have had 1 or 2 seconds in hand. He's not concerned about that. It was all about the stage win. Absolutely incredible. Kwiatkowski from Amiga Pharma Quickstep. Well, they've had a better day than they did yesterday, that's for sure. Fabian Cancellara now just starting to move up the front, bringing a small group. 34 seconds.
So that is commentary there from Rob Hales and Rob Hatch on BBC Radio 5 Live. Let's head back to our man Paul Walker, who's at the finish line.
It was all going to be on Jenkins, but it wasn't.
Wow, I hope you got that atmosphere through your speakers on the radio. That was something else. That made the hairs on the back of your neck really stand on end. What a roar that was. We're still getting the stragglers coming through here who are still being cheered on, but the thrust of the people now are beginning to move away towards the finishing line and the stage. It's quite a scene, this. Suddenly everyone's beginning to walk away as still the race continues, but they're now moving away towards the Don Valley area of Attercliffe because they're trying to gather to see the riders as they get off their bikes, and the bikes are taken away from them and put on the coaches, trying to get a glimpse of their heroes. But what a thrilling finish that was, and there's a lovely wave on the line as well from Nibali there as he went through. Just had time to glance round and wave at everybody as he crossed the finishing line, and still we're getting the back end of the race coming through here. The last three or four, five riders crossing the line, but I think the crowd feel that they've had their money's worth. Not that it's cost them any money, but if it had done, well, what a reward they would have had, because that was some atmosphere. I've been to many of football grounds, as have you, Rob, and that roar when the cyclist came into view and got bang level with us is something that will stay with me for an awful long time. But I think we're going to see a lot of people mill around for some time now to come. They've been here long enough already. I think they're going to milk this to the absolute maximum. And why not? But now the crowds are beginning to disperse, and as I said before, they're beginning to move down towards the stage area, where hopefully for some of them they might be able to get a glimpse of some of their heroes. But that was something special, and I think Yorkshire can be very, very proud of what it's put on today. It's been quite a day that started earlier on this morning, and it's come to a dramatic conclusion.
Once again, South Yorkshire at its best. That is Paul Walker, who was watching at the finishing line. Let's head back to the mate. Don Valley Bowl, and let's hear from Andy Giddings next.
Rob, thank you. It's been great scenes here at the Don Valley Bowl today. It's a little chilly now, but when Vincenzo Nibali crossed the line, the several thousand people that have remained in here that didn't make the exodus towards the finishing line about an hour ago were all stood clapping at what a fantastic achievement that was. Delighted to say that one of the fans who's watched that on the big screen with us here is with me now. You've seen it for most of the day. It's been an excellent day full of twists and turns. Nibali got the yellow jersey in the end. What's this day meant to you?
It's amazing for me, because I've been watching the Tour de France for like 25 years. I can't believe that they've been on the streets of Sheffield today. I grew up in Firth Park, and I used to walk up Herries Road every weekend to go to Hillsborough, and the idea that the best cyclists in the world will be cycling up Herries Road is just utterly unbelievable.
It's been fantastic. All of the pictures all weekend, but I suppose we have to say particularly today, has had everybody engrossed. Yorkshire has looked fantastic this weekend.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I think it's been a brilliant advert for Yorkshire around the world. I think from a cyclist's point of view, I cycle myself, I'm a big cycling fan. Today was a brilliant day of pure cycle racing, but also just a fantastic exposition of Yorkshire to the rest of the world. The crowds have been absolutely incredible.
So we couldn't manage a British winner for the Grand Départ, the Tour de Yorkshire. Not Mark Cavendish, who of course missed the race through injury, and not Chris Froome, but an Italian called Vincenzo Nibali. But still a wonderful race. And what did the riders make to the South Yorkshire landscape? Geraint Thomas spoke to us and said the run into Sheffield was very tough.
It was hard. It was once we turned right off sort of the main road with about 35k to go, it was just real steep up and down, and Garmin really put the hammer down, and there's only been 20 odd guys left. But so once it all eased up, I just thought, you know, take a bit of control, keep Froomey and Richie right at the front out of trouble, and yeah, worked out good in the end. It was great racing, you know. I think those roads are really good, and yeah, that Jenkins road at the end really sort of you know, made it interesting racing, and for sure they all sort of tested each other out, and I think all just were pretty good, I guess.
What was the atmosphere like out on the stage?
Unbelievable. I think home Moss was incredible. Had goosebumps going up there. It was just amazing feeling.
What did you make of the South Yorkshire section, the bit into Sheffield?
Yeah, that was hard. It was, like I say, it was just up and down, left and right. You know, really heavy roads, and you definitely feel it in the legs, but it made for some really good racing.
Grant, a couple of riders have said about how they found it tough going yesterday with the crowds getting so close. And did you find that today, or were they a bit more sort of respectful?
For sure there was at times it was a bit dodgy. I think the worst thing is when people are got their backs to the peloton taking like selfies, you know. It's kind of...
Did you have many of those?
Yeah, there's a few, and they obviously don't see us coming, and they're stood in the road a bit, which is a bit dodgy. Well, it is dodgy, you know, so if you want to do that, just stand on a wall or something away from us. No, I think, you know, there's not much racing on British roads, and I think people don't really understand how fast we go and how close we get as well. And, there's been too many big accidents recently with riders hitting spectators, and you don't want to see that, but it could quite easily happen at the moment.
That's Geraint Thomas talking about his ride on the Tour de Yorkshire. Well, once the race was over, there was lots of praise for how it was staged and supported by the people of Yorkshire. There were 1.5 million people lining the route of Sunday's stage. Amazing numbers and some amazing scenes throughout the day. In a moment, we'll hear from Gary Verity, the man from Welcome to Yorkshire, who brought the event here. But first, here's the thoughts of Christian Proudhon, the tour organiser.
I have only one thing to say to all the people from Yorkshire. It's merci. Merci beaucoup. It's just unbelievable. And I would like to have French people in order for them to see that passion people from Yorkshire have for cycling and follow too. It's very, very emotional for us.
I think there's a lot of pride this morning from, I would think everybody in Yorkshire will this morning be thinking, wow, our county did it. The smiles on the faces of millions of people, the raw emotion, you know, we knew people would be pleased to see it, but middle-aged people like me doing star jumps at the side of the road when they saw the peloton approaching.
That's Gary Verity from Welcome to Yorkshire, who brought Le Grand Départ to Yorkshire. Well, as the crowds in Sheffield began to disperse, Rony Robinson discovered a rather lovely cycling love story.
Lee McClary, you've watched it. You were next to me watching it. Will you tell me what happened, please?
Well, as far as I can gather, Nibali has won, but I heard that on the radio. From where I am, I'm on a very steep hill called Jenkins Road towards the end of the route, and I could barely walk up it, and I'm a cyclist.
You are a cyclist, and you're a cyclist with Sheffield connections.
Well, I am, yeah. My grandparents and were from this area. My mother was brought up here. I was brought up in Cleethorpes, but went to university in Sheffield. And about 30 years ago, to cut a long story short, I moved to California, where the weather's a little bit nicer on the whole.
Did you find a young man there in California?
I found an older man who thinks he's still young. I put an advertisement in a newspaper for a youngish man to cycle with. And
did you mean to be, when you put your advert in, did you mean to meet a cyclist or to meet a not quite as young man to
no,
be your
no,
husband?
No, I wanted someone to cycle with who could keep up with me. But he couldn't be too young, or he'd be too young for me. The person who answered said he was a grandfather. Well, he must be much too old. But he's a very young grandfather, and he cycles even more than I do.
He's here now, isn't he? Sir, welcome to Sheffield, if I may say.
Thank you.
What is your name?
My name's Greg Miller.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Is it true that you two honeymooned on a bicycle?
We actually got married on a bicycle, and... Anyway, so we've been bicycling it together ever since. That's our means of transportation. And so we, since she's from around Cleethorpes area, we usually come over every year or two and kind of ride around. And so we're here on a six-week trip. And while the tour was here, we thought, well, we'll drop by and check out the tour. And
what do you think of the Sheffield reaction to the tour?
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty much larger than I thought. Being a cyclist, you think, well, it's only cyclists that are interested in it. But when you see the streets lined and the traffic, it's just amazing.
You were great in explaining what had happened. I bet not one person in this street, unless they were listening to the radio, would know what's happened yet. It doesn't seem to matter.
I actually went inside and listened to it on the radio and came back outside, and there were still people coming up the hill half an hour later.
Thanks ever so much, you two. Safe journey back when you get back.
On Ilkley Moor Bartan and all that, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
What a lovely Tour de France love story from Rony, with a couple who actually got married on a bike. Now, back in Langset, where the riders first came into our area, the clean-up was beginning. Tim Copsey helped run the local pub there, which was renamed the Peddler's Inn for the Grand Depart, and he looked back on an incredible day.
It's just been an amazing atmosphere here. It's just gone through, and I've got to tell you, I'm so proud. I'm so proud. Every single little village, hamlet, town, city, all the way along the way has really pulled out the stops. They've painted up their houses. We must have produced about 400 miles of bunting ourselves. So it's just so proud. I'm so happy to be here today.
You really wanted to seize the opportunity from a business point
Absolutely.
Of view, obviously, didn't
yes,
you? But
of course.
Let's talk about that community aspect of
Indeed.
It, because, again, that is important.
I agree entirely. Like I say, there's been a lot of bunting, knitting and crocheting here at the pub of the Wagon Horses. Vanda and some of the women have been doing it. Well, they started off about 2 years ago, just started a knitting group without much of an idea of where they were aiming for, and then very quickly it became a bunting knitting group. And there's all sorts in there. There's bicycles that have been crocheted, Yorkshire roses, bees, ladybirds. They've yarn bombed, I believe they call it, yarn bombed the bench outside the pub. They've done the bin. They've even done the salt bin. It's just incredible. On top of that, like you said, there's this community thing where we've just had so many family, friends, and regulars and locals. They've been coming and supported us. Polaris Bikeway, I've got to say, they've been amazing as well. They approached us to put on a bit of a project in here with some university, Leeds University students, where together, the three of us, Polaris, the university students, the Wagon Horses staff, we've reimagined the pub. We've created incredible signage inside. We put little subtle bits and pieces like cogs on the walls. We changed the plate display that we had. We've got a stag's head made out of a saddle and a pair of handlebars.
Changed the name on the loo door to be in French, haven't you?
We really have, yeah. So we've had a few men, few women crossing over a little bit. So that's been, well, that's, you know, but that's been amusing.
Bit of extra entertainment for
Absolutely,
them today. What
yeah.
have your customers been saying to you?
Well, they've just loved it. They've been so happy to be part of it. There's still a great deal of people here now. Someone earlier on said... they were amazing. We're doing an amazing job in that. We're showing, you know, the race was live in the tent here, but there was no one sat watching it. They were all stood on the road. There was nothing happening on the road, really, apart from just the occasional police outrider, some gendarme. But they were there, and they were so eager to see what was going on. It was incredible.
That's Tim Copsey, then, from the Peddler's Inn at Langset. And the nearby village of Bradfield really took the Tour de France to its heart. Dan Green was there when it all began to quieten down.
So did we all enjoy that, guys?
Yeah!
Very good. That's even louder than I expected. You definitely enjoyed it. Dear, what are your names, you two?
I'm Charlie, and this is my friend Finlay.
And how was that for you? What did you think of it?
Well, I thought that, like, it was pretty surprising because I thought that all of the cyclists had gone by, and then another crowd just suddenly just... burst straight round the corner.
They were quite spread out, weren't they? And they were going very quick, weren't they?
Yeah.
Blink and you miss it. What did you... was it what you expected to see, or was it different?
It was different. Like, they was all, like, really separated. Mm.
They're pretty impressive athletes, aren't they, these people? Very, very fast as they took that corner. You've got a bit of a business interest in this, haven't you?
I have, yes. I've got a campsite in Bradfield called Cotton Star Camping, and this is our first event, but we want to be part of the legacy for the Tour de France. We will continue to open and have other camping events that hopefully will be as popular as this one.
So how's this weekend been for you guys then?
It's been absolutely fantastic.
Because it's just been such an effort. I mean, we spent the night in the pub in the Old Horns Inn, and just the effort that they've gone to in putting new pumps in and getting the bar out the back and all of that sort of thing. It's been a real long-term effort, hasn't it?
It has. We've been working full-time on this since January, actually. And, you know, the work that's gone in just on the camp field is unbelievable, you know, to get it campable and to put in just sort of the drinking water, etc., and to be able to make it a lovely space where families can come and enjoy.
So did the crowds and the amount of people here and that sort of thing, did it live up to expectations?
Yeah, it did, definitely. The atmosphere's been fantastic, it really has, and a really good family atmosphere as well.
Very good. So we'd like to see the Tour de France here again, would we?
Yes, definitely.
Now, you can't stage something like the Tour de France without splashing around a few million pounds of public money, and the race has not been without its critics. But for Sheffield City Council, it's been a great success, and it might even lead to an annual Tour de Yorkshire kind of event. Here's Julie Dore, leader of the council.
Regarding the legacy around, like, you know, putting Sheffield, continue to put Sheffield on the world stage and certainly the international stage, we need to look at something like, say, an annual event. So every year, the anniversary, we look at closing the roads again and we do a Tour de France type race. So we get the, you know, a bit like the off marathon, where you get the front runners going in front and then everyone else can participate. Because the Tour de France is for the cyclists, isn't it? It's these are the top, you know, experts in their field. But if people at Sheffield want to participate, it's that sort of thing that they can, you know, cycle that route and will create some sort of event. That's what I'm thinking of anyway.
So the 6th of July 2015?
Sort of thing.
Possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think certainly we need to look at it. Of course, there's all sort of restrictions, as we know, like closing roads, there's funding that we'll need, we need the support of the public, we need the support of the cyclists, but we need everyone to participate. So, yeah, it's something I've just recently thought about, but I think it would be great, wouldn't it?
That's Julie Dore from Sheffield Council. And would you fancy that? Riding the Tour de Yorkshire route once a year, every year? Sounds great, doesn't it? It was a truly wonderful day when the world's greatest cyclists came through South Yorkshire. Here's a reminder of it all.
The day is finally here. Sunday, the 6th of July. We've been waiting for this for months. 250,000 people are expected to line the route in South Yorkshire.
The party has been going on here for the last couple of days, and the place is awash with yellow buntings, bikes, but it's today, after all the waiting, South Yorkshire finally welcomes Le Tour.
It's just great to get in South Yorkshire, all these yellow jerseys, it's something to live for.
I've been watching it on TV and I really wanted to go.
We heard it's coming to Yorkshire, we said that's it, we're coming up, we're booking our bed in your house and we're going to come, so here we are.
Well, where I am right now, it's a hive of activity, and in several hours' time there'll be a huge roar as the first rider to cross the finishing line will be cheered to the rafters.
I've always followed the Tour de France. I've been to the South Coast and I sit in London in 2007, but I think this is the best place that we've had the Tour de France in this country.
Christian Prudhomme has said, let's go, you can hear the cheer, and there we are. Stage 2 of the Grand Départ here in Yorkshire. Next stop, Sheffield.
Come on, everybody, give me a cheer. Yay! That is not good enough because we're on Radio Sheffield. Come on!
The caravan that's coming through here, Rob, at the moment, what do you think of what you've seen so far?
I think it's marvellous. It's proper Barnsley, isn't it?
We're almost
cars getting pelted by sweets here,
right? I know, and they say it is a bit ridiculous, but I think what's happening is that people have been stood here. It's finally, just to see anything, literally, you could send a milk float down here and people would be screaming.
Stand by South Yorkshire because they're on the way. They're just racing over the Woodhead Pass now, so they are getting closer and closer to South Yorkshire.
The bikers are going to be with us very, very shortly. And yes, down they're through and they're whizzing down. They're swooped low over their handlebars, getting as low as they can. The first bunch have whizzed through.
And it is going to be heading up towards Uterbridge very shortly. Jenny Ells.
And they're here! They're the first cyclist ever! Team Sky have just gone past us. Listen to this. Listen to the wind. They're going so fast. You can barely see their legs moving. And they've gone. Up to Jawbone Hill.
The speed is now picking up as we get closer and closer to the end.
The crowd has come to an absolute standstill. And they are desperate to see these riders enter this final stretch of the race. And I'm telling you, it is going to be loud. The eyes of the world now on Attercliffe here in Sheffield.
Vincenzo Nibali with Chris Froome chasing behind. Rui Costa as well. There are small gaps behind. Vincenzo Nibali points to the sky, points to the Italian flag on the centre of his jersey. And he, Vincenzo Nibali, wins stage two of the Tour de France. And he will win. Jersey.
That was something else. That made the hairs on the back of your neck really stand on end.
What's this day meant to you?
It's amazing for me because I've been watching the Tour de France for like 25 years. I can't believe that they've been on the streets of Sheffield today. And the idea that the best cyclists in the world will be cycling up Heritage Road is just utterly unbelievable. It's been amazing. I think it's been a brilliant advert for Yorkshire around the world.